Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
I just got a call about eBay.
Yes, eBay customer support. You get the call, it's a confirmation call, sir, because we have received a notification and I'm showing our system. Our system saying that you have buying a gift card, Apple iTunes gift card. That's the reason you get the call. We can confirm that you want to keep your order or you have to cancel your order.
Well, I haven't ordered an Apple something, is it?
Yeah, Apple iTunes gift card. It's amount 2 gift card over there, and each $299.
Well, I didn't order it.
Okay, don't worry. Be with me. I will help you out to cancel the order because I believe that. What happened is a fraudulent order activate on your eBay account, okay? Don't worry.
Okay.
Be with me. I will help you out to cancel the order, okay? I can confirm before you call which device do you have. Then I'll send you a confirmation notification because cancellation notification and send you your device. So confirm, okay? You want to cancel your order. So do you have a device on your place like computer, tablet, mobile phone?
Well, I've got an email address. I'm talking on the mobile now.
Mobile. And your mobile is Android phone or is it Apple iPhone?
It's just an Android, not an Apple.
Oh, it's an Android phone. It's great. Okay, don't worry. You need to first of all put the color loudspeaker and go back to the normal home page. You can see all the app, all the icon on your phone.
Oh, I don't know how to do any of that.
Okay. Are you in the speaker? Your phone is speaker right now?
No, I don't know how to do that either. It's like I guess you use the phone and the internet.
I don't have internet.
Yes, I use the tour data on the internet.
Okay, you have internet, okay. Okay, look at your mobile screen. Have any speaker symbol over there? First of all, put that column speaker. And press the home key and go back to the home page, regular icon on your phone.
Oh, look, it's all a bit complicated, I think. Look, if eBay, I'll just get onto eBay and try and sort it out if something goes wrong.
Okay. Up to your decision, sir. I can't help you all. But I'm calling I'm calling to help you out to fix the things immediately. But you say that you don't do anything. So actually,
well, I don't know how to do what you want. That's all. I'm sorry. I've no idea what you're talking about. To be honest, I didn't order anything anyway.
I understand that, sir. You say that you don't have any place to order anything. But someone misused your identity and they have purchased iTunes gift card, okay? So that's the reason you don't know what happened going on, okay? So actually it is a responsibility to inform the customer and I'm tell that and you say that you don't have buying any gift card. So that's the reason I'm going to close your account first and also get refund back to you which amount wrongly debited from your account. And you say that how to cancel your order. I'm properly guided you step by step on your device how to cancel it, okay? So that's the reason you said that you have Android cell phone. So I'm going to work it out. Yeah, I'm going to work it out to Android cell phone to cancel your order. So that's the reason I'm saying that you first of all put the column loudspeaker, okay? And go back to the normal home page. You can see all the apps, all the icon on your phone, okay?
Yeah,
okay. And have you done?
Yes, I'm back at the start.
Yeah, okay. And I check your mobile screen. Do you have any app or application, say that Play Store?
I might have.
Can check your screen.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, tap on that Play Store and open it up.
Well, but how can I trust you, the geologist?
Yeah, it's a great question, sir. You asked me, okay, how to you know that it's genuine, okay? You need to first of all write down my name, my employee ID, okay? It's better for you, okay? You write it out.
Okay, look, I'll push it in up.
Mm-hmm, yeah, absolutely.
Well, push twice, though.
Lester.
Got a little tick on it. I don't know what to do next.
Okay, now what comes up on your screen? Now what can you see right now?
Well, it's just a tick and nothing.
Okay, and now check your mobile screen. At the top, have any search panel that says that search for apps and games. Extreme Pop, can you check that?
It's not really working. Look, I'm sorry, I don't think I can do anything about it.
Okay, don't worry, okay? To be patient, okay? I'm properly guided to step by step, okay? To be patient, okay? Don't worry.
I do have an email address. You can have things, you know, on what to do there.
I know that, but you have an email address and send it to email to all details, but it can't do anything, okay? So that's the reason I'm talking to you and properly guide you step by step to cancel the transaction, okay? Cancel your order first and also refund the money back. So that's a better process, okay? That's the reason I called you. So you need to first of all check that your mobile screen, okay? And check Extreme Top, have any small magnifying logo and search bar over there. Say that search for apps and game.
Look, I'm sorry, it's just I can't get anything to work. You'll have to forget about it. I'll have to do it some other way.
Okay, don't worry, okay?
I'll get on to it. I'll send an email to eBay and get them to sort it out. Well, they'll sort it out. I can't see, so I'd have to get into my... To get my account, they'd have to get into my PayPal account, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, hello. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, sir. This is James. The call has been transferred to me for further help. I'm the senior supervisor on the floor. How are you doing today?
All right, thanks.
Well, good to hear that. My God bless you. Well, I do believe that my junior representative who was helping you before, but he was facing some problem to guiding you. Right. Could you please tell me one thing, sir? That before I just go further, I want to ask you, have you ordered anything from eBay? Like, do you do online shopping with eBay?
Yes, I do. That's what I'm doing. Yes, I haven't. Yes, I do. And I use PayPal.
You use PayPal. All right. Now,
yes.
Right now, I want to let you know that if you are using your eBay account, I don't want you to get login in your eBay account at the moment because it was not safe enough. It was infected by some foreign hackers. Whatever the information, whatever the things you are doing over the internet, all of these things has been seized and it was under the control of these people. They are monitoring your account. They're trying to purchase these kinds of stuff in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. But anyway, you don't need to be worried about it, as because we are here to help you with it. Right. So I do believe that my junior colleague was helping you to download the security application in your cell phone, right?
Yes, look, I think I mightn't worry about it. It's too complicated for me to do on the phone. I'll have to do it on the internet somehow. That's what I'm looking at the moment.
Oh, then you can use the computer, because a computer is a very compatible device. Right.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at eBay at the moment.
Okay.
And I haven't purchased any.
Do you have a Google on it in your computer, internet?
I do.
All right. You do one thing.
I do. Yeah. You there?
Hello, are still there?
Yes, I am still here, yes.
Okay. In your computer, I want you to look on the extreme left-hand side, bottom corner. Do you see a control key over there? The CTRL key.
Yes.
And just right beside to the control key, do you see a four flags Windows key? Right beside to the, right next to the
control
CTRL. Yeah, do you see a Windows key over there?
Who are you?
Sorry?
Who are you?
This is James. The call has been forwarded to...
But you're not eBay, are you?
You are, yes. You are having a conversation with the eBay anti-fraud department.
All right.
Right. So what I'm going to do is, do you know what you are doing over here? And what I'm doing is... I'm just helping you. Whatever.
That's all right.
All right.
I'm a bit suspicious. But that's all right. Control
no, you
windows,
do one thing.
Right?
Yeah, no, you do one thing. Before I just go further, like, I just don't want you to make suspicious. Whatever the things you have in your mind, you just simply have to ask me. And you have to be very honest with me. Right. So that I can be able to help you. So... Like, do you have a pen and a piece of a paper?
Okay, yes.
All right. So I just want you to write down my name in a pen, in a piece of a paper.
Yeah, but that doesn't make much difference. Yes, James, is it?
And James Edward, yes. J-A-M-E-S, then E-D-W-A-R-D, Edward. Then I want you to write down my extension ID, which is called to be known as my batch ID. Just write it down as well.
Right.
It would be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Right.
1916002.
Right.
Right. And I want you to write down the email as well, where you can contact us directly. It would be eBay anti-fraud. Do I have to spell it for you?
eBay what?
eBay anti-fraud, E-B-A-Y, A-N-T-I-F-R-A-U-D.
A-N-T-I.
F-R-A-U-D. Altogether, anti-fraud, the number 5.
Right, so it's just eBay anti.
Uh-huh.
So, ebayanti.com.
No. eBay anti-fraud altogether. Anti-fraud. Anti-fraud. F-R-A-U-D. Fraud. You don't need to put
S-A-U-D, is it?
You don't need to put a dot between anti-fraud altogether.
I don't know that word. Drossel, whatever you're saying, I don't understand the word.
It's fraud. It's fraud. F-R-A-U-D, fraud. Anti-fraud.
It's fraud.
Yes.
F-R-A-U-D. Right, anti-fraud.
That's right. Correct, yes. Then number five.
Five.
At gmail.com.
Okay.
Right. And I also want you to write down your case ID, your case number as well. As you know, every case have their own unique ID, right? So, like the same way, you also have your case ID. I just want you to write down, it's fraud, F-R-A-U-D, fraud.
Yes.
768-996.
Right, I'm on 6, yep, got that.
768-996.
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct. All right. Now, if you want to write down the office address, you can just write it down as well. It would be... okay, then. Now, these are the basic details which I have provided to you whenever or wherever you need my help. You can just simply contact me. Right. Now, let's just go ahead with some security procedure. We have a lot of work to do. We need to put a block on all these people who are connected and making these kinds of cross payments. Right. Now, look, on the bottom, on the extreme left-hand side bottom, do you see a 4-flex Windows key over there? Right.
Yes.
Just press and hold it down, and with the help of your another finger, press letter R as in Romeo. Windows key along with letter R.
It's a letter R.
Yes.
Yes.
And do you see a run box came up? Says type the name of a program folder document.
Yes. Yes.
There would be a panel where you can type something. Type it over there. Yes. www. Dot.
Yes.
Then type any desk, letter A as in Apple.
So is this going to give you contact that you have, will you be able to see my computer?
No. This application, this is our partner application. Which will?
So it's
www.anybest.
So it's I-N...
N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, D as in doctor, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, K as in King, then give a dot, like a period. Then
com. Is it any or I-M-Y? Is it A-N?
A-N as in Nancy, yes. N as in November.
Right, hang on. I'll put M instead of N. Hang on. Meaning that.
Okay.
So it's just any desk dot.
Anydesk.com, yes.
The form of this dot com in there. Right. And then just okay.
Okay, yes. Hit the enter key from your keyboard and you will got to see something called support now. Do you see?
Anydesk.com, yes, support now.
Yeah, do you see any option? There would be an option called an orange color box where it says download now. Do you see that?
So I can say downloads, but there's any...
Just below that, do you see the orange color box where it says download now?
Yeah.
Just,
no, not right. Not downloads now. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Lovely. Give a click on it.
But that gives you access to. Does that give you access to my computer?
No, it will not give you the access of your computer. This application, this is our partner application, which will help us to get you connected, get your device connected to the eBay Secure Server, right? And apart from that, this is our this application will help us to remotely connect with all those people who are connected with you.
so that we can trace the location of those people.
Right.
And we will set the unattended password against those hackers so that they won't be able to get any of their information anymore. And they won't be able to use it. Right.
Okay.
Now, once you give a click on download now, look on the left-hand side, bottom corner. You will got to see something says anydesk.exe.
Yeah, that's, you know, I've got that in the download.
All right, lovely. Just simply give a click on it and open it. Take your time. And once you will got to see any options like as your address, 9-digit numbers over there, just to let me know.
Okay, it's just Dan the computer, I'm afraid. It says remote desktop. I think you've got access to my computer.
Oh, no, no, sir, as I have told you. You've got to see each and everything, sir. You don't need to be
it says remote. It says remote desktop.
It says remote desktop. I think you have got on the wrong page. Do you see any options over there? Have you given a click on download now?
I did.
All right. And once you give a click on download now, look on the left-hand side, bottom corner. There would be a download file which is like blinking. Give a click on it and just simply open it.
Well, I did. It says smart screen can't be reached now.
Okay, no problem. You do
it says the land various software.
Come up page back, sir. Come up page back.
Okay, that.
Right. Now, do you see all platforms, all devices? Is there any option called all platforms, all devices? Come to a page back again.
Go back again. All platforms, all devices.
Lovely.
Yes.
Now, if download again, there would be an orange color box.
Yeah, I'll download again, yes.
Yes, while giving a click on it, just focus in your screen. It would just give you a file which you need to open. Give a click on download now and focus in your screen. Do you see a download file?
Yes, I can open that. It's just an .exe file, which I opened before. I'll have another go at it, boy.
Yes. Just simply give a click on it and open it.
All right, which I've done.
And now, do you see any options called run or something like that? Is there any option called run?
Yeah, it's just floating. It says install any desk.
Install any desk. Lovely. Now you have got on the right page. Now just look on the top. This is something called your address, 9-digit numbers. There would be 9-digit numbers. Lovely. I just want you to write down these numbers in a piece of a paper.
What, just write that number?
Yeah, just write down these numbers, which says your address, which is your security address.
Mm-hmm.
Which will help us to get you connected to the server, to the secure server. All right, then have you write down the numbers?
Yep.
All right, just confirm with the ID, which you can see over there.
You want to know what it is?
Yeah, just confirm it.
It's 136.
Uh-huh.
175.
Uh-huh.
624.
624. Okay, let me just cross-check it. It's 136, 175, 624, right?
That's correct.
And just right beside to the numbers, do you see a small lock sign over there?
Yes. Click that.
Give a click on it, sir. Give a click on it.
Yes.
And once you give a click on it, you will got to see an option called set password. Am I correct?
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
Now, as I have told you before that we are going to set the unattended password against those hackers.
Right.
So I want you to write down the password. The password would be all in small letters. It would be secure. It would be secure. Letter S as in sugar.
Yes.
The letter E as in Edward.
Yes.
Then letter C as in Charlie.
Yes.
The letter U as in umbrella.
Yes.
The letter R as in Roger.
Yes.
The letter E as in Edward.
That's just secure, yes.
Then, yeah, then number 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Yes. And then you will got to see an option called confirm password, right? This is something says this password is sufficiently safe over there.
So you want me to write that into the password thing now? Yep.
Yes. Yes. Password and confirm password.
Secure. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Is there any problem you're facing over there?
Yeah, hang on. Let's take a look. Yeah,
take your time, sir. If you're facing any problem, you can just simply ask me. That yes, James, I'm facing this problem. How can I get out of it?
Apply. It's a permission profile.
Apply. And just below that, do you see something called permission profile? Is there any option called default? Just below it, profile or something like that.
It says, it's permissions and tokens and things. That's what I can see.
All right. Have you given a click on apply?
Yes.
Okay, at the meantime, let me just go ahead and initiate the security for you. Is there any option over there where you can see interactive access? There would be an option called never show incoming session request, the third one, right? Give a click on it. And at the meantime, just wait for my security things. Once I will go ahead and activate the security for you. You will got to see an option in your screen that eBay Secure Server has successfully get you connected. You will got to see an option called Allow Access. You need to simply give a click on it. Do you see any option called Allow Access?
Yes.
Give a click on it. Once you give a click on Allow Access,
yes.
Do let me know what can you see.
That gives you access to my computer, doesn't it?
No, sir. Look, on the top, it won't work like that, sir. Let me just show you first that you are connected with the, you're not connected with any XYZ company. Look on the right and on the left hand side, top corner, this is something called AnyDesk. On the extreme top, left hand side, extreme top corner.
There's, yes, on the extreme top, there's user interface.
And just below it, settings. And just below settings, there would be an option called AnyDesk, new session. On the top.
Well, there's no, there's about AnyDesk or something, but that's about all it says.
Okay.
Setting security is what I've got.
And just above the settings and security, you will got to see a new session. Just above the settings and security, on the top.
It says user interface.
User interface, and just above the user interface, do you see settings?
Yes.
Just above these settings, do you see a red color line? And just above the red color, and just above the red color line, there would be option called settings and security, right? And just above the settings and security, there would be an option called new session. Give a click on it.
Well, there's nothing. There's nothing above settings. Settings dash security is up the top, but that's all there is.
And just above it, you will got to see any desk.
Yes, right any at the top, yes.
Yes, any desk, new session. Give a click on new session, yes. Finally,
right, that's from back where I started.
Okay, yes. Is there any option called install any desk? Orange color box, install any desk?
Yes.
Give a click on it. Give a click on accept and install. And once you give a click on accept and install, you will got the option called yes. Give a click on yes.
Well, it's just doing it at the moment.
Yes, okay.
Any desk, I'll just have to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't, but anyway. Right.
Alright, yeah, I can understand that you're getting...
Well, I don't trust it. But anyway, if something goes terribly wrong, I'll sort it out from there.
No, I was...
That's alright. So, I'm back, all platforms are locked.
Okay.
No, I've got it here. Discover version 7 or something.
Discover. Is there any option called install any install?
Yes.
Install.
Always trust Philandro.
Yes. Install. And while. Yeah. Just click on install once. And once you give a click on install, we will go ahead and activate the security for you at the meantime. If you will got to see any options, just do let me know. Right. If you will got to see any changes.
It's still there. Yeah, it's just gone blank, so
you are successfully got connected with the secure server. Congratulations, sir. Well, as you are getting suspicious that you are thinking that you're connected with any XYZ companies, but no, you're not. Well, once I have get you connected to the secure server, what we have found is there are 25 hackers who are still connected with you.
Okay, now what I've got is eBay secure session staff and that sort of stuff. Yeah. eBay secure server, yes, that's right.
No, as you can see that you are connected with the eBay secure server. Right.
Really?
So I do believe that you can understand that you're not connected with any XYZ company, right?
All right.
Now, you can just minimize it. Is there any option? Is there any minimize sign?
Yes, just at any desk, I'll just minimize it.
Yeah, just minimize it. Lovely.
Right on.
Now, just give me a second. Let me just have a word with my anti-fraud department team. Right. At the meantime, if you have the eBay, no, I just wanted to get login on it and do let me know.
Going to eBay?
Going to eBay, yes. Just try to log in with your eBay account. And once you successfully get login, do let me know.
I'm into eBay.
You have got into your eBay account. Just give me a second. Let me just go ahead and check it from my end. Okay. Now, okay, yes, you have successfully get login into your eBay account. Well, just give me a second, let me just check few things on it from my end. Right. All right, sir. Well, thank you for holding the line. Once you have that login into your eBay account, what I have got to know is, as you're connected with the server have detected some misleading things on it. So, in that case, could you please just try to, do you know how to remove the cards which you have added into your eBay account?
To take my bank card away?
Yes, take your bank card away because it was not safe enough. It has been corrupted and compromised. Do you know how to do that or you need my help?
I don't really know, but I thought I'd have to get into PayPal to do it, but I might be wrong.
Alright.
I don't know how. So what? It says add card or something.
So,
okay. No, I don't know.
Look on the top. Where you can see something called Activity Messages Account. Give a click on it.
Yes, I'll go to my account. Right. Yes, I've done it before. I should have known how to do that.
Once you give a click on account, there would be an option called payment. Payment information. Give a click on
payment. Payments?
Yes. Give a click on payment.
Yes, all
right. Right. And once you give a click on payments, you will got to see the card which you have registered over there.
I've got to sign in.
Sign in. Oh, geez. Why was that happening? It is needed, I guess. All right, it is a part. Do you know the password of yours? Do you remember the password, or you forgot it?
Oh, I
kind of
don't remember what it is.
Oh, you forgot it. No problem. Just try to sign in. So once you will try to. Like, once it will not take you in your account, do let me know so that I can help you with it.
I'm in.
You are in at the moment, right?
Yes, I'm into the payments options.
Okay, now, do you know how to remove the cards? Is there any option called delete? We have seen some detected errors in the card, which you have saved. Well, at the moment. Now, I'll help you to remove it. How to remove it? Is there any option called edit? Give a click on edit.
Yes, there's an edit at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Edit or delete, right? There would be two options over there.
I've hit edit, and it's just got the card.
All right. Just match some of the details over there. Is there any illegal or altruism things which you can see over there? Do let me know.
Is there anything wrong?
Yes. Is there anything wrong? Just try to check it once. Is there anything wrong or is there anything changes? Just try to.
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. You do one thing. Is there any option called back? Give a click on back and just delete it.
There is. Yeah.
Give a click on back.
Yep.
And click on delete. Delete.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
I can't see the details anyway, so.
Okay. You can't see any details over there, right?
Oh, before I couldn't. No.
Okay. Anyways, you will click on delete, as I have told you, we will check each and everything.
It says, back to your wallet or something. Delete payment method.
Delete, yes. You will click on delete.
Okay. So I don't have a credit card there anymore.
All right, just give me a second. Let me just go ahead and check in my system.
Right.
Well, thank you for holding the line, sir. Yes, you have successfully removed your card from your wallet.
Congratulations. Yes. Later on, I'll have to put one back.
Yeah, later, once we will done with the security things, you can just add it back. We'll send you an email. Once everything is completed, we will send you an email so that you can attach your cards in your wallet again.
The things
which we have found, there are some illegal payments which has been tried to be made and attempted from your account as well.
Okay. Right.
So, before I just go further, dear, what are the activities you do over the internet? Like, as you do the online shopping, so we have to secure the things. Apart from email things, do you like banking? Do you do internet banking?
I do internet banking.
Okay. On the computer.
That's with the same card. Yeah.
Oh Jesus. That's the same card?
I might have to talk to the bank.
You do one thing without giving me any of your banking information. I just want you to get logged into your account and check each and everything is fine or not. If you will got to see any illegal things or if you will got to see any transaction which has been made for eBay, just to let me know, which you're not aware of it. Just to let me know. Uh-huh. Yes, James?
Yeah, well, on eBay, I can just go back to eBay front page, can I?
Yeah, you can just close all the pages of eBay.
You can just close all the pages. It says purchases in eBay, which would come off my card, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't made, it doesn't say I've made any.
Jesus. You have not told me that. What were the purchases which has been made from
your account? There's no purchases.
Oh, there is no purchases.
No. But.
Go ahead, sorry.
So if you could just block those.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll change my card or do something like that maybe.
Oh, it won't require it yet. Well, we will try to secure it first. If we won't secure the card, we will let you know what you have to do is. Right. As the things was happening with you from eBay. So, this is our responsibility, isn't it?
Well, maybe, but I can't say anything's missing.
All right. Like, you are talking about the payments which I have told you. You won't see any kinds of payments on the eBay, right?
All right.
You just try to get... are you still on eBay or you have get
logged off?
You just need to close all that pages. You just need to log in into your bank and check your statements. If you will got to see any payments, if you will got to see any illegal transaction which has been made without your
The trouble is if you've got hold of my computer, you can see what I'm doing.
No, I won't be able to see anything, as I have told you. We don't need that information, sir. As you know. And we don't need it, actually. Why would I want your information, and why would I try to see that, you know?
Well, the hackers are doing it. What do you reckon these hackers are doing it, so... This is my internet banking, I'll just get into it now. Okay, once you just get logged in,
once you just, you don't need to share any of your information as I have mentioned you. you don't need to share any of your banking things to me in this recorded line, because this line is being recorded for our quality and monitoring purposes right here.
Okay, hang on. I'm just
going to... You just check it from your end. Check each and everything. Once you will got to see any, you know, illegal things or any unwanted things, just to let me know.
Nope, just going to get one of those security tokens.
Okay.
Right, 1 minute now, let's have a look. We've got to... Right. Let me have a bit of a look. So, but when do you reckon it was?
Just check
that these things happened?
At today morning.
This morning?
Mm-hmm.
What's today? The 8th? There's nothing on the 8th.
There is
nothing coming up.
Okay, sounds good. And apart from that, do you see any illegal transaction which has been tried to be made an attempt?
There's nothing unusual coming back. I think I'll I have bought stuff, of course. I'm not sure what it is. There's nothing.
Okay.
There's nothing going back to June. There's sort of nothing really.
Lovely.
Nothing unusual that I can see.
Okay. Once you have tried to log in into your bank account, the same thing we have found, which I have found when you have tried to log in into your eBay account, the server have detected some kinds of illegal activities. Well, you do one thing first. Are you still in your bank or you have get to log out?
Yes. No, I'm just still in the bank.
All right, just get to log out from your account.
I'll log out from that, yes.
Just try to get to log out.
So I'm back in eBay again now.
You have back in eBay again, right. Okay, just close the eBay page as well.
Yep.
And as these kinds of things are just happening, and to be very, very honest, I just want to tell you that I can assume that you are a good and a kind-hearted person, and these people, they are trying to take your advantage, which is not legal in our Australia. Anyways, just give me a second. Let me just go ahead and try to put a security in all of your input, in all of these things which we have detected fraudulent, right? And at the meantime, for your security purpose, what I will do is, have you just get to log out from your bank? Just closed it and everything.
Yes.
Just close it. And let me just... Just give me a second. Let me just try to have a conversation with my manager. Right.
Okay, do you want me out of eBay?
Yeah, just log out from your eBay, just close each and everything, like close the eBay pages.
I've got a few eBay pages because I was on there.
Okay, you just try.
I won't be buying anything. I haven't got any.
Yeah, until and unless, we will not give you, we will not send you an email. Just don't try to get login because it would not save for you. Right. So, let me just try to connect your call for your security purpose. We have tried to provide you the security and we have done that. Now, let me just try to connect this call to the NCB, the National Crime Bureau. Right. What they will be going to do is, they will be going to investigate the things. They'll be going to check each and everything and they will try to show you the things which have been tried to be made and attempted. Right. Well, you don't need to be worried about anything. Right. And it's my promise to you that no one can take nothing from your account, and whatever the things they have got, they won't be able to do it. They won't be able to use it anymore. They will be gonna put a security on each and everything. No one can be able to use it. Well, this is a very good and a nice, a lovely conversation with you. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your love and your being patient.
Okay, so you'll send me an email, will you?
Let me just try to connect this call to the NCB, National Crime Bureau, as I have told you. Right, so we're going to have a conversation with you. So we're going to fix each and everything for you. Right.
Very good evening, gentlemen. This is Travis Cooper, the chief engineer from NCB. I believe you're having a wonderful day.
Yes.
So as your case has been put up to me, I see that your account has been misused quite badly in the last few days. So first of all, before I initiate, can I ask you, by any means or any chance, have you ever shared your details with any random stranger apart from your friends or family members?
No, I haven't. I'm pretty sure that I haven't.
Well, that's what I was thinking about, because if you had shared it voluntarily, things would have seen or things would have appeared a little different. But it seems like some people have tried to forcibly get into your interface and they are trying to steal valuable information, like your personal and financial ones. So in the meanwhile, first of all, I would like to ask you, gentlemen, right now, how many of your devices have you connected to your network, to your internet? Like any computers, laptops, smartphones, iPads, tablets, etc.
Well, there's the mobile and one computer.
One mobile or one computer, am I correct?
Yes, I just use this mobile phone to connect to the internet.
I get it. So basically you have two devices and both of them belongs to you only, but quite surprisingly, I see there are people who are sharing your IP address from different locations. Now, which clearly tells me, gentlemen, that they have been trying to get into your vicinity for a long time, but quite recently they have successfully managed to do it. So this makes your network heavily volatile, and that was the only reason why the technician from eBay tried to solve you and get connected you to the main server. Now, as you are connected to the server, first and the most important thing which we are doing is we are slowly and steadily removing all of the hacking files which these miscellaneous people have uploaded to your network slowly and steadily. So first of all, gentlemen, I believe you are understanding it carefully. At any point in time, if you have any confusions or delusions, let me know so that I can guide you in the best way possible. Now, I see that only one of your devices is connected to the main server. So, haven't you connected your mobile as well to the main server? Your mobile phone? Because I see...
I just had data on my phone and I just plugged it into the computer.
I get it. So, basically, the data you are using, it's a mobile data. It's not Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Just
mobile data.
Mm-hmm. So I see that from eBay, all of your important informations have been stolen out. So in your eBay, we saw there was plenty of errors and warning notifications, which clearly meant that the infection has been here for a long time. So first of all, please let me know, gentlemen, that apart from you, is there anybody else who uses your internet or shares your internet? Or any of
No one. No, nobody.
I can understand. So as you have not shared it with anybody, I believe that they have been trying to get your details from some third-party sources. And that could be eBay, that could be any other online activity which you have done. So I will kindly ask you and request you to please follow the guidelines carefully so that I can make sure by the end of this conversation, all of these random, unethical people should be removed from your network as soon as possible. So please tell me one thing, gentlemen. What exactly do you see on your computer screen at the moment?
Well, let's just, I've got Firefox.
You got Firefox, all right. Let's get back to the home screen of your computer, please. Go to the basic page where you see all of your regular icons.
Okay, so just shut everything down.
Yeah, just minimize or close them so that you can get back to the home screen where you see your regular icons.
I can.
Good.
Yep.
Now, put me on speaker on your mobile phone, please.
Oh, look, I don't know how to do that.
I'll guide you. Once you take your mobile phone off your hand, you will see a few options will appear. And there would be an option for speaker so that you can hear me out even if you have not placed me on your ears.
All right, hang on. I'll just have a look.
Take your time, sir.
I don't know where a speaker thing is.
No problem, sir. Now, as you are facing difficulty, so I believe I'll try to have to get it done from my end, first of all, and secondly, do one thing. When you see your screen on the mobile, what are the things you see? What are the options?
Hang on. It says Google Play Store.
Play Store. You got it. Click on Play Store. Now, in order to make sure you do not get into any wrong direction, I'll try to guide you in the best way possible.
Well, it's a push Play Store, but it's just a little tick on it, but nothing happens.
Did you press it and hold it? You just do want to press it and leave. Just a little press. Don't press it very strongly, just a little firm press.
What did then?
Now, is it opened? Are you into Play Store?
I don't think so, no.
What are the things you see on the screen, gentlemen?
Just the same as I did before. I think it switched it off, isn't it?
All right. In that case, do one thing. Just switch back to your computer.
Yes, I'm on the computer.
Good. Now, there is a very important thing which each and every Windows computer has. So, are you using a Windows computer or it's an Apple Mac?
No, it's a Windows.
Windows, PC. I believe. Yeah. So, I believe you will have a physical keyboard. So, look at your keyboard in the extreme left-hand side, bottom down. Do you see the control button, the CTRL button?
Yeah.
Now, I'll teach you some magic, and I believe you can use it afterwards for your own betterment. So, gentlemen, what you got to do is just beside the control, you will see the Windows button.
Yeah.
Now, here what you do is press and hold the Windows button with one finger, do not release it, and then from a different finger, press the letter R for Romeo, and then release
it. Well, I've already done that.
Yeah, do it again so that you can open the command box.
Yes.
Now, that would bring up the run dialog box for you. Am I correct?
Yes.
Is there anything written already?
Any desk.
Remove it, please.
All right.
Now, type C for Charlie.
I'll have to do that again.
All right.
I disappeared.
No problem. Please do it again.
Oh, it just disappears. Hang on, I'm up to the audience.
Go slow, gentlemen. I'm here with you. Worry nothing. Until and unless I remove last of these hackers, I'm not going to rest. Don't worry.
Okay, so we want three?
CMD, Charlie Mother Delta.
Right.
Now press OK.
Command.
You will see an option.
Command, okay. Oh, it's enter. Yep. Yeah.
Now, do you see that a black box has appeared for you.
Yes.
Good. Now, this is one of the most important segments of a computer, which is also known as the command prompt. Here what happens is, if you have any malware dysfunction on your computer, basically it would not show up or appear all of a sudden. You will have to go ahead and do some commands so that you can reveal the hidden information. Is that clear to you? Now, being an engineer, it is my duty to help you out with the rightful commands so that you do not misplace anything or mistype anything. Right, gentlemen?
Well, it says users in my name.
That's correct. It's your computer. That's the reason it shows up your name, because you are the main user. And if there is anybody else apart from you who you have not allowed to use your computer, it will simply be detecting them. And when it is detected, we will be able to see the IP address from where are they trying to target you, gentlemen. Because I see you are a very innocent man, and you have just fallen into the trap by these bunch of crooks. I do not understand how. But one thing is for certain, that you will get out of it very quickly. Clearly. And I do not want anybody to file any lawsuits against you, because you are not in any kind of position to go ahead and just deal with them directly. So, gentlemen, here on the top left, do you see a white cursor constantly blinking?
Yes.
Good. Now, first of all, we need to know how bad is the threat so that we can work on it together. So, first of all, you will type over there is check my network status. Type it the regular way. Check my network status.
Check. Do I put spaces in there?
Yes, sir. You will.
Check my network
status.
Yes. I'm not putting the spell out correctly.
Take your time.
Trouble is, I'm doing it with one finger. I can't type with both hands. Network status.
Yes, whoever you like.
Status. Check my network status, right? And then I'll just...
Now you hit enter. Absolutely correct. When you hit enter, you will see the paragraph will be changed.
It just says users in my name again.
Good, good. Now you're doing it correctly. Now what you got to do is put C for Charlie, D for Delta. C, D, dot, dot.
C, D.
Two full stops.
Two dots, yes.
Enter.
Okay.
Now repeat the same command. CD dot dot enter.
Right.
Now as soon as you press it. Yeah. Now I believe you should see an array of computer programs running up and down.
Oh yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Please, gentlemen, you have successfully activated the security analysis. Now, the harmful files which are damaging your network and your devices, they all will be detected, and we can be able to remove it. And along with it, we will also see that if these hackers have done any further damage, we will be able to see it. So, gentlemen, as soon as this scanning stops, you would see a message right at the bottom of the screen. Please let me know, like at the bottom of this black box. Please let me know when you see that message.
Just a bit far. It says, it's going again. Into the system files. We're right down the bottom now. It says package for roll up.
No. I guess it has not stopped entirely. You should get a meaningful message. Because what you read me out is something of a computer program, package of roll-up. So you just leave it as it is. If it gets continued, please let me know.
I don't think it's going to do it because it's just got the little cursor.
There should be some changes, gentlemen. You should be able to see it. Well, as your internet is infected, I believe it is taking longer than usual. Just wait patiently. It will surely appear.
All right. Okay, it says request accepted. Please wait.
There you go, gentlemen. You have finally typed in all of the initials correctly, and that's the reason the request has been accepted by the server.
It's gone again.
Right. So right now the scanning... Let's go on. You do not need to worry about that. It is scanning the infected virus files, and if when it gets detected, it will show you up. Just bear with me. Is there any change yet?
Nothing. It just says package for roll up again.
Right. I guess you should be able to see some changes quickly enough.
Yes. Yes. It says, oh, they're going again. It said something and then it's off again.
Ah, all right. I guess there was a little bit of halt it needed.
It says... It's all in red now.
Oh, dear.
I probably
have marked the color of danger. My goodness. Well, I guess something has been detected and it is not good. That's the reason the fonts, the texts have gone red. So do let me know once you see any meaningful message at the bottom.
I probably won't have a computer left. I don't really care because... I've got my main computer, which I never connect to the internet. Well, I suppose I'll do if I did before. You know, move a flash drive across.
Like, you do not use internet that much, isn't it?
I use internet, yes. Yeah. But the main thing where the... is the money, where, like, I use eBay a fair bit.
Uh-huh.
So I buy a lot of stuff on eBay, so that's probably that's a bit of a worry.
Well,
but it's not that much of a worry.
I can understand. But you know what? Even if it is $1, it is our responsibility to protect it. Because it is your hard-earned money, gentlemen, and we do not want anybody or any third party to take it all away. So do you have any, just let me know, that while you bank online, do you have any VIP access card or any mechanism like that? VIP access application?
No, I don't think so.
Like whenever you need to log into your bank, I believe it asks you for your username and password, right?
Yes.
And after that, it asks you a token code. Am I correct?
That's right.
So do you have the token?
Oh, yes, I did. I didn't know it was called VIP until I had a look at it.
No problem. As you have it, it means that you are very close to get the entire security done. Because that particular application, that particular thing is very important when we create the security. And when the security needs to be established on your network, it will ask for a verification code from that token machine. Well, I'll tell you how it will be done. You just have to sit back, relax, follow my instructions, and within minutes, I believe we will be all done. Because these hackers, they are a threat to the nation. And today, if we let them go, they will be definitely targeting many other innocent people like you, which we never want.
Fatal virus is found in the device. Please look for solution.
I get it, gentlemen. So these hackers have uploaded some kind of fatal viruses on your network entirely, which acts like sleeper cells, and they sent all kind of necessary information like bank account number, bank balances, your personal emails, whichever you receive or send. Each and every information would be sent to these hackers. So in order to restrict it, you need to go ahead with another program. So you need to type at the bottom of this black box, remove hackers from my network. Do you see a white color cursor blinking at the bottom? If you see it,
yes.
Allowing you to type.
Remove.
Remove hackers from my network and banking.
Remove hackers from?
From my network. And banking.
I think I've done it. I just entered that.
If you have done it, just press enter and it should get the scanning running once again. Do you see the scanning going on? Well done.
It is, yes.
Well done. You have done it correctly, and I believe that within a few moments you should get a response back from the server.
Slow.
Yes, sir. As the network is very infected, that's the reason it's slow right now.
Alright. It says updating firewall protection.
There you go, gentlemen. I believe the server is kind of listening to you. So, if you see any other changes, please let me know.
Well, it's just going through the tree again.
Mm-hmm. So the firewall is being prepared, and I believe as soon as it is prepared, it will be telling us to simply get the connection established, and it will be uploaded to your entire network, just like bank, just like email, online shopping, your eBay, each and everything.
So do I have to change the passwords on my card and all that sort of stuff?
No. I am removing the hackers so that you do not have to do anything. Because once the problem is eliminated from the grassroots level, there is no reason to go ahead and cut the branches, isn't it?
The thing is that I haven't seen any money taken away from my account at all.
That is really good, gentlemen. You know what? What these hackers do, they somewhat do some kind of pending transactions. Like if they want to transact any money tomorrow, they will set it up today. So that way you will see whenever you check your statement, the money would be still there. And if you do not pay close attention at the time when the amount will be getting deducted, you will just see that you have lost some money and you do not even know where it went. So that is what we need to be careful about.
Yep. Please log into your eBay account to activate protection.
There you go, gentlemen. The first set of protection is now prepared, I guess. And that's the reason it is asking you to log into your eBay. So do one thing, minimize this black box. Do not close it because we still have other segments to be...
Okay, so go on to eBay.
Yeah, get into your eBay the way you regularly do, without speaking up any of your details. And the moment you log into your eBay, let me know if you see your screen getting black, because that will indicate that the firewall protection is undertaking right now. So once you are in, please let me know, sir.
I'm in eBay, but nothing, it's just normal.
Good. I believe it will take a little while to get the
activation. Oh, yeah. It has gone black.
Good. Now, it is to protect you against any kind of harmful waves, because your computer emits a lot of waves which you do not know, and as of now, the protection is being done. So, the firewall update will emit some kind of harmful radiation. That's the reason the screen went black, so that it can protect your eyes and skin.
Yes.
We have to take care of each and everything, gentlemen, because one small mistake, everything may collapse, which we never want. We have earned a reputation, and we would like to keep it.
Still black.
Yeah, it will be black for a while, and when it gets back on, it should be showing you the same exact page where you were at.
Okay.
And let me tell you, the main threat lies on your banking, gentlemen, because these hackers went into your eBay to steal your card details, and that's where your banking informations are. So the first thing which the previous guy did, I believe he made you remove your card from your eBay as of now.
Oh, did, yes.
Well done. So after it is entirely protected, you can simply add up your card and do whatever you wish, because it will be entirely safe.
I might do that tomorrow.
Yeah, you can do it, and I'll tell you that what would be the best time for that. Because this firewall protection will at least take 12 hours to be totally activated, so that from next time, when you do it from tomorrow, you should not face any troubles. In the meanwhile, any change on your screen whatsoever?
No, nothing.
Not any changes yet, all right?
So, well, it normally takes a bit of time, doesn't it?
Yep, it will take a little while, because we are working on the network on the very grassroots level. So if there would be any problem which can happen in the future, we will eliminate it just now, so that you can stay free and secure for most of your time.
Okay. So do I have to do anything else for that, or will we just leave it on for a while?
Just wait for a while, and whatever we need to do, we will do it just today, so that you can just use the most of your time for yourself.
Okay. Well, we're back on eBay.
You're back on eBay, and do you still see the same page where you saw last time? Good.
Yeah.
Now, you just do one thing, log out of your eBay carefully.
I just
carefully log out. Good.
Me out.
Good. And reopen the black box from the bottom of the screen, the command box we were working on.
Yes.
Is there any
please wait. Yes, it says firewall protection is being activated. Please wait.
That is brilliant. Now, gentlemen, apart from it, do you see the scanning going ahead?
No, it's just got the tree. Yes,
it's coming up. Well,
yes,
now I believe it will head towards the most important segment of yours. So we have to be very careful here. So do let me know if you see any message.
Well, I think the internet here is pretty slow.
Yeah, that's true.
Complaining about it a bit.
You know what the main trouble is? As your network is being used by 25 other people. That's the reason due to congestion, the entire network is very slow. Once these people are all removed, you will see that your internet speed has boosted up, and you will have a seamless experience when it comes to having or using internet. Gentlemen, worry nothing. I'll fix everything before I leave.
It says log into your bank to activate protections.
There you go. You have finally got that message. And gentlemen, as you did last time, first of all, minimize this black box. Carefully. And then open Google Chrome and log into your bank without discussing or sharing any of the information. Because this call is getting recorded for quality and training purpose, and we do not want to hear any of it.
So we're going to get into the bank account?
Correct. Once you get in, you should see the screen getting black again. That means the activation is ongoing. So once you are in, please let me know, sir. And I believe this is the only bank you have, or do you have any other accounts?
I do, but I don't have them anywhere near the.
Okay.
I don't have them anything to do with the internet. I've got two accounts, so because I don't want the other one. That's where, you know, I've got a fair bit of money in the other one.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Log into my bank account. I am back in.
Good. Now, as soon as the screen turns black, please let me know. It will protect you against those radiations.
Yes, it says still on black.
Beautiful. Now, just sit back and relax, and I'll let you know as soon as the work is done. And in the meanwhile, I would help you to create that security code, which will make sure that from now onwards, you should not have any problems in the upcoming days. Now, gentlemen, are you there?
Yep.
We are going to create the first security with the help of that security token over your banking, because I have detected that these hackers are mostly invested on your bank balances, and that's the reason why they stole your eBay details in the first place, and then they went into your bank. So now, gentlemen, when I tell you to create a code on your token app, please do this exact way. And make sure that has to be read out perfectly and correctly, without any mistake. Is that clear?
Yes, but it's still black.
It's still black, right? It will be black until and unless the security is done, and I'll let you know when we are going to activate the first layer of protection for your security code. Now, gentlemen, just get a code from your VIP access, the way you do whenever you try to log in. Create a code right now.
It sounds a bit dangerous to me.
Yeah, it will be until and unless I am here, gentlemen. Because I'll make sure, no matter what, each and every of these hackers has to be removed, and that will be just today. So create a first code, and that will restrict some of the users. Once done, let me know. Just read me out the code.
That's something that I shouldn't really be doing.
You're not sharing your bank information, gentlemen. This is a security token code which is enabled by the bank so that it can be used to protect your account. And that's what exactly we're doing.
443
343 Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Now just hang on. Within a few seconds, I'll let you know whether this first quote is being accepted or not. Well, not, gentlemen. I believe there is another quote, and it has a little time limit. Can you see that there is a timer or any countdown? Because it gets expired in about 30 seconds. So I believe
really?
This time you would have got a new code. Am I correct?
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
I'll have to push it.
Yeah. Do you create a new code?
Push another one?
Yeah. Go ahead with another one, new one, which should be verified by the server.
927.
927.
025.
025. All right. Now just hang on for a moment, please. Let me check it whether... Gentlemen, I have a good news for you. The first layer of security is successfully enabled. And now, as you have get to the third layer of protection, I'll make sure this is the same process by which we can make sure that you can get the best and optimum level of protection on your entire beings. Because I know you are not a man who uses the internet and everything that much, but still, I have to be careful that from next time you should not face any difficulties. And that's the main reason why we need to be very careful. Now, I'll let you know when we need the second code for the second layer of updation. Please hold the line. In the meanwhile, do you have any mobile phone which is an Apple iPhone? Is there any mobile phone you have with... My goodness, this is strange. Even if
never had one.
Okay, I get it. I'm getting it. So if you do not have an Apple iPhone, why is it showing me that Apple device has just been connected to your network? And it is coming out to be from Perth. Are you living anywhere near Perth? The IP address is... My goodness.
I'm across here. I'm in Victoria. Far away as you can get.
Yeah. Oh, dear. In that case, you can easily understand how badly these hackers get their people victimized. Because you are in Victoria right now, and the hackers are from Perth. So basically, they have done quite a lot of homework to get to you. Gentlemen, I believe this is the time when we need to get ahead with the second layer. So gentlemen, open that same app where you created the code, or are you still in that application?
I don't have any screen.
Oh, all right. No. I'm talking about your mobile phone. Remember the first layer when we updated it a few moments back, you generated a code, the token code. So are you still on that token code application?
I didn't do anything on the phone.
All right. Where did you generate the code then, the previous one?
Well, I've got a machine.
All right, I'm getting your point now. Now, that was the exact machine I was talking about. So, dear, now it's time we need to go ahead to get the second layer done, and I believe this is the time. Create a new code just now. And make sure you read the correct numbers.
I shouldn't be doing this, really, but anyway.
Whatever you are doing, you are being protected, and you are under the umbrella of Australian government. There is nothing that can go wrong, because we are here...
I wouldn't trust him either. 358.
358.
Yes. 111.
358 111. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Bear with me for a moment. Let me check whether it is accepted by the server or not. It will take a while, I guess. Dear, I have a good news again. The second layer is also successfully updated on your screen, on your entire network, not only the bank, but the entire network, so that from next time, there would not be anybody whatsoever trying to put you in any bad situation. Now, as soon as you get any changes on the screen, on the computer screen,
well, I'll let you know that there's nothing yet.
It's nothing yet whatsoever, my goodness. It's taking longer than usual, you know. It should have been done by now because the second layer has been successfully enabled. Now, only the third layer remains, which is mostly important because you know what? You do everything correct, but if you just do any mistake in the last part of the protocol, each and every effort which you have given can be wasted, which I do not want, neither you, because you have spent a little time with me, and the previous guy who spoke to you, he's a very fine gentleman. He works really hard, and there are a lot of times when things don't go right. But he still manages and gets things done in the best way possible. And that is the only reason, as you know, that a lot of effort has already been invested. I do not want to take any chances with that. So, dear, there can be chances that right now, as we just enabled the bank with the second layer of protection, and we will have to wait a little while till we get to the third one. So, as soon as you get the screen on the bank coming up, and it should display you the same exact page where you left that. Once you see that, you would need to let me know.
No, it's just sort of dead. It's a bit of worrying.
Because computers can never get dead when the updation is going on. Dear, we are updating the security. So if the computer gets dead, I will be alerted in the first place. But I see everything is fine. Your computer is not dead yet. It has not run out of power as well. It's all right.
I'm still online. Yeah,
you just need to hang on and wait a little more because it is actually taking longer than usual. Because this does not get done until and unless it takes a little while. So, dear, you just need to wait.
Right.
In the meanwhile, you remember you mentioned that there is one more activity of yours which you have not actually came online with. Am I correct?
The bank account, you mean?
No, not that. You have any accounts where you linked your driver's license or your passport, any such important identity proof?
I think so.
No problem. Well, in that case, I'll just have to check one more
thing. It's back on again.
It's back
the
on?
Bank's
you see the same page?
Yes.
Good. So now, gentlemen, without any further ado, simply log out of your account. You can directly click on the X.
Okay.
Now, dear, as I was asking you, are you back to the home page of your computer where you see your regular icons?
Yes.
Well done. Now, as I was discussing with you, that the first and second layer of protection is now successfully enabled. Now, the third layer is a little tricky one because it has to be engaged over each and every important segment of yours. Now, just try to think that by any chance, have you ever used the debit card from the second bank of yours into any ATM machines or any supermarket or any online purchase? Or even offline purchase? Have you ever used your debit card from that bank?
Well, I probably would have, yeah.
My goodness. Okay, so in that case, what level of protection do you require? Just hear me out. What level of protection would you require on that second bank of yours? And if it is among
I don't want any protection. I don't want any protection on that whatsoever.
I get it. But you just is it under Westpac headquarters or Commonwealth or NAB?
No, but I wouldn't be going to let you have it. Look, I don't know you, to be honest. And I can't give them the main accounts.
No,
I'll have to get them to sort it out.
Share anything to me, gentlemen. The only reason I asked you that question is that if there is any provision that certain amount of yours needs a protection, we will give it to you for free. You do not have to pay anything for that. Because when we build on a network, we build it from the grassroots level to the top. So, dear, if you are not comfortable and happy with that, you do not have to, because you are not condemned to share all of your details here. We are here working with you on your network so that you can be protected. That's the main thing. That's the main catch. But if you say that you think that the second bank of yours would be safe, then I believe it would be safe because I don't see any online damages to it, as it is not online.
No. No, look, I don't use it. It should be pretty right, I think.
And do you maintain a very high balance, that bank? Like, is it over 15,000 or 20,000? That's the amount you have more than that?
Probably, yes.
Mm-hmm. So in that case, you please take good care of yourself, gentlemen. Even if it is offline, you still have chances where hackers can steal money out of it. So I will request you to regularly visit your nearest branch so that you can know if there is any kind of damage to it. You can always get corrected.
I'll check it every now and then anyway. So
that is really good. That is really good. Now, carefully, just check the black box on which we are working on. Can you still see that at the bottom of the screen?
Yes, it's still doing things.
All right, scrolling still. It means that there would be another important message coming on its way. So just bear with me. And in the meanwhile, until it gets done, I see there is an important update coming from the server. Please hang on for a bit. I'm putting you on hold. Do not hang up. Just hang on. Gentlemen, I'm back. You there?
Okay, it just says, it's just the C drive with the cursor.
What does it say? Is there any message at the bottom, sir?
No, it's just got a cursor with a C drive.
And above the cursor, do you see any message?
Ah, yes, it says second layer of protection successfully installed.
Beautiful.
Right.
That is brilliant, because you know that is only possible because of you. The way you went through each and every protocol, I must tell you that it was done magnanimously well. And in the meanwhile, I want to be very sure that even in future, if you have any problems or any difficulties with any technical things, you can always count on me. So dear, can you please be handy with a pen and a piece of paper so that you can write down some important credentials so that you know I can always be there for you.
Right.
You ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
Right. So first of all, please write down my name, which is Agent Travis Cooper. And in bracket, you can write down the organization I work for, NCB, National Crime Bureau.
Yes.
Now, after that, please write down my unique employment ID number, which is unique to each and every employee over here. It is A for Alpha, B for Bravo.
Yes.
Now after that, please write down the case ID number, as this case is unique and it has its own identification number. So please write it down. It is C for Charlie, T for Henry,
yes.
T for Tango.
Yes.
C for Charlie, T for Tango, 8550.
Hang on, I just got the CHT,
yeah, CHT 8550.
8550?
Absolutely correct, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Now, in case if you need me, or if in case if you want to talk to me, what would be best if I provide you our helpline number, which will be indirect because you would have to wait a while before you get connected to me, or rather I provide you my email address, my personal one, so that you can email
me. Well, an email address is good.
Good. So please type, it's Travis Cooper, T-R-A-V-I-S, Travis Cooper, no spaces, C-O-O-P-E-R,
yep.
2109,
yep.
@gmail.com.
Yep. Okay,
gentlemen, please read me out all of the credentials I made you right.
Travis Cooper, NCB, it is AB 2110.
Correct.
And the case ID is CHT 8550.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've just got your name, 2109@gmail.com.
Yep, Travis Cooper, 2109@gmail.com. Right. And apart from it, gentlemen, if there would be any problem, just email me anytime. I will be present for you. And most importantly, there is a set of guidelines I would give you so that I have to be clear that even if we have investigated quite a lot, even if we have done quite a lot of work, things are very volatile right now. So it's like a surgery. After the surgery, you need to take precautions, and that can only comment that whether the surgery will be successful or not. So gentlemen, you have to be careful with these guidelines. The first thing is that do not get into any unsolicited website which you do not know. For example, if there is a website you have visited earlier, you can continue going into that. But do not go into any new website for now, at least tomorrow, until tomorrow. Because I will call back tomorrow at your best time. So please tell me what would be the most suitable time to talk to you.
Anytime in the morning, probably.
How about 10 or 11? Will that be okay?
Yes.
You better do what? I'll call you at 11 o'clock. That would be okay?
Yep.
And there is one more thing I would like to be very sure about. That gentleman, just as I told you not to get into any unsolicited website, in the same manner, do not send or receive any personal emails for at least now, till tomorrow when I call you. Do not use your email service. You can go ahead and check for things. You can add things on your wish list if you would like to buy something on eBay, but do not buy it until tomorrow. Wait until I call you. And most importantly, do not get into your bank as well until tomorrow.
These
three set of guidelines you have to stick to very carefully. And apart from it, there is one more very important thing, and that is you must know that it's only me who is speaking to you, because this case has been confined to me only, and there is nobody else who is liable to talk to you related to these affairs. So, gentlemen, how would you know if the hackers are not the ones trying to contact you by impersonating me?
Yes, I suppose.
Well, there is...
I can ask what my case thing is, I suppose, something like that.
Yeah, you can... You will always ask for a security password, which is meant to be known by only you and me. Nobody else in the world will have access to it. Because you know what?
Right.
The hackers are very smart. They navigate and they constantly monitor your activities. And there are high chances that as they see that your phone line is being engaged for a long time, because they simply cannot tap in. Right, we are calling you over a special line, not a regular telephonic line. It's a VOIP line, Voice Over Internet Protocol, which means that nobody in the world can access the conversations which we are having. So, just to make sure, just to maintain the dignity of the protocol, every time you get any unknown number ringing you, when you pick up, you will ask for one thing only, and that is, what is my security password? And then I will give you this number. The security password is 9705. Write it down.
9705.
So let's just have a quick rehearsal. Suppose it's 10:30 in the morning and you get a phone call on your mobile. Ring, ring. You picked up. What's next?
Okay, so I'll just ask for the security password.
You will ask for the password, the security password. But yes, Travis?
Yes.
What is my security password? And then I'll give you the number, 9705. And gentlemen, then only you know it is safe to have conversations. If I give you any number apart from this 9705, you hang up the call immediately. You get my point?
Okay.
Because I cannot take any chances with your security, gentlemen. You're truly a very responsible citizen, and no matter what, you will be protected at the end of the very day. And until and unless all the hackers are termed out, they're all terminated. I'm not going to rest, because after I hang up, I will sit here in the headquarters until at least a couple of hours more to see if there is any activity done by these hackers. If there is any, we will simply have to call you up and just make sure you keep your mobile phone around you. Will you do that?
Yeah, I'll keep the mobile with me.
Good. And whenever you get a my call or you get any unknown number, what is the first thing you're going to ask, gentlemen?
Probably the security code.
Correct. That's good. That's how it is done, mate. And I'm truly hopeful that this friendship is going to last, and most importantly, I really had quite a lovely conversation with you. So, dear, you have all of my support? Yes?
Thank you. Well, I'm still going to write today.
Right. As I said, it will be happening until the entire network is stable again. It is highly volatile right now. That's the reason you're seeing something like that. Now, in the meanwhile, as the most we can do today is to get to the second layer of protection. So, we will need to get to the third layer of protection by tomorrow, because I see that the hackers' activity has decreased. Now, only 3 devices are connected to your network, and that means rest of the other ones have simply detached themselves. So, dear, what it simply means is that we will have to wait for the timing, the perfect time, because you know what? Timing is the key. So when I see that the congestion on your network is heavy again, the hackers are coming back strongly again, I will simply discuss and get you the third and the optimum layer of protection, which will make sure that these things will never ever happen in the future again.
I've got the red tree on there again.
Let it go on. It will just bring up a little graphical scan, and before that, you just close down that red black box, the red and black box.
All right, it says just close that box down. All right, then I've got the task manager.
Yeah, first of all, close that box down, and on the task manager, you will see there is an option at the bottom left which says more details. Can you please click that?
Yes. All right.
Now, on the top of the screen, on that particular box, you will see some options like File, Options, View. Can you see them?
Yes.
And just underneath it, you will see an option called Performance. Can you see it?
Yes.
Click that, please.
All right.
Now, dear, you will see a graphical kind of scan has appeared in front of you.
Yes.
Now, be very careful about the highs and lows of these graphs, because it will make sure that if the volatility on your network is way too heavy, the graph will fluctuate accordingly. So as of now, the second layer has been just enabled. It will be getting stable because the hackers' activity has decreased. But you must make sure that you keep this graph open at least half an hour from now. After half an hour, you can simply close down that graph, and you can close down the computer as well, because that would indicate that after half an hour, it's all good. At least the things which are needs to be stable for today will be stabilized, and I will get back to you tomorrow early at 11 o'clock. And if there is any emergency, I can call you prior to that as well. Right, gentlemen? Please follow the guidelines really well. We have done quite a great job today, and there are still a little thing to be done. So just make sure you follow my steps, and whenever you get a call, what's the first thing you're going to ask?
Well, I've got the secure password. That's all right, I can do that.
That is absolutely correct, gentlemen. And
so I leave this on. I'll leave this thing on for half an hour, and then I can switch it all off.
The time at your end is 6:40, right? Am I correct?
Yes.
The Victorian time is 6:40, so you do one thing. You can shut it down at 7:10, right? Make sure you close it down by 7:10.
Okay.
That's all you have to do.
I'll leave it on the internet until then.
Yeah. Things need to be stable, and it will take half an hour. That's all you got to focus on. And follow the instructions as I gave you. So until next time, gentlemen, it was a really beautiful conversation with you. And I am truly hopeful that all of these hackers will definitely be terminated very quickly. And we have done a good job already, and I'm truly very grateful for that. So, gentlemen, take good care of yourself, sleep well, worry nothing whatsoever. Travis has got you covered. And in case my pleasure. And in case of an emergency, feel free to ping me up or drop me an email anytime.
Thanks very much.
It has been my optimum pleasure working for you, sir.
That's good. Thank you very much. Right.
We'll speak to you tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Bye for now.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Bye.